I am so excited to be able to just come into the Lord's presence. Hasn't it been? Oh, Lord, I don't know how many of you guys out there have been just... The enemy is warring. I don't know if any of you guys feel the warfare out there. I do. And I, you know, there's the people that are like, not everything is a devil. You are absolutely right. Not everything is. Some of it is our laziness. Some of it is our unwillingness to surrender, or, you know, and it's just like a cause and effect. But when it's not cause and effect, and you are just like, you just know, you just sense that there's something that is trying to come against, contend with what the Lord is wanting to release. And I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't do it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Woo. Don't give up. Oh, you know what? Let your praise ring that much louder. Let your worship resound that much louder. Let your prayers go that much deeper. Let your fasting get that much more intense. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. This is the time when God is like, engage. You know, me and my family, we love the movie Hacksaw Ridge. You know what? Before I continue, I'm going to go ahead and just pray real quick. Just make sure I'm good on my platforms, and it looks like I am. So hopefully my sound, I was having some sound issues. That's why it took me a little bit later, but let's just go ahead and wash, cleanse ourselves, open ourselves up to the Spirit. You guys know I like to start with my deep breaths in and out. Just new breath, new day, new mercies, new grace, new strength. God, you are so good. You're so faithful. You are faithful. And you are raising up a faithful remnant of people that are not going to bend easy, that are not going to give in easy, that are not going to just throw in the towels when things don't go our way, because you are raising up a people that walk by faith and not by sight. You are raising up a remnant that believes in your promises, that will hold fast to the truth, that doesn't look with their physical eyes, but looks with their spiritual eyes. Father, I ask that you awaken our senses, awaken our spiritual senses in Jesus' name. Open up our eyes, our ears, our mouths to just sense what your Spirit is saying, what your Spirit is doing in this hour, Father. Oh, Lord, you tell us, do not be discouraged. Have you not commanded us to be strong and courageous, to not be terrified, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. I feel like there are so many of you out there that need to hear that. Do not be discouraged. It just needs to be hammered into your spirit. I sure know it needs to be hammered into mine. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Come into agreement with that truth, with that word. Do not be discouraged. I don't care what your circumstances are telling you. I don't care what's coming against you. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you. You wherever you go. He is in control. He is on the throne. Just because things look like it's going crazy around you and you feel like you have no control, perfect. Release it, because you don't have control. You don't. We are not in control. We are in control of how we respond. That is all you are in control over. You are not in control over how somebody acts, how somebody responds. You are not in control of their heart. You cannot control their emotions. You could do the best you can. You can manipulate. But at the end of the day, God has the last say. He has the last say. He is in control. So trust his leadership. Do not allow yourself to feed your mind with discouragement to where you say, oh, this looks impossible. This is not going to work. How are we going to get through this? What's going to... No. Don't go there. Don't go there. Just bump that worship music up. Get your Bible out. If you got, you guys, I've been falling asleep with my Bible app. So it's just the meditation. I'm trying to keep my mind focused on what God is saying, what he's releasing. And you will miss it. You will miss it if you get your grubby little fingers in the mix and he's telling you to keep your fingers out the cookie jar. And you trying to get in there, trying to put your own little mixings in and in. No, trust him. Obedience is key in this season. It is so important that you are obedient and in lockstep with the Spirit, because one misstep, one act of disobedience because of your feelings can be costly. If you decide, you know what, I need to make this work on my own strength. I need to figure out, because I'm antsy, I'm anxious, I can't rest, I can't sleep unless I... No, that's not the Spirit you want to give yourself over to. That's not where the Spirit of God is. That's not how he operates. He wants us to be in a state of peace, rest, confidence. You know, I picture... like a war movie. I forget which war movie it was. Maybe it was Hacksaw Ridge. We love that movie. Okay. Now the visuals are coming to me. So in the movie Hacksaw Ridge, y'all, that's a good movie. Y'all got to watch it. But in the movie, you know, they're engaging in this war and they cannot conquer this ridge, and it is like people are like coming back traumatized, and God calls this man to be on the battlefield without a gun. This is a true story. He signs on to join the army and refuses to hold a gun, refuses to do any work or anything on the Sabbath, because he is a hardcore Seventh-day Adventist, and he's like, you know what, God's voice is the... And the commanders, everybody is trying to intimidate him, trying to bend him, trying to break him to fall in line with everybody else. And he's like, no. My orders come from God, that I have to follow my convictions. I have to follow my standards, because if I waver just a little bit, the compromise will never end. One little compromise will lead to another one. And pretty soon, I would have lost my sense of self. I would have lost my identity in who God has called me to be. I would have lost the calling that he has on my life, because now I'm doing things on my own because of pressures, outside pressures. And in this movie, everybody begins, after they made fun of him and all the things, they begin to realize God is with this man. He is with this man. He was the only one that was bringing people out on from the ridge and saving so many lives. I forget. I mean, literally up all night. And the men got to a point where they were like, we refuse to move unless he... Once he's done praying, I mean, we're following this guy now. Now we see that there is a greater force that is with this guy. And they refuse to move unless he's like, okay, now I'm done praying. Now we can go. Now we can press forward and advance. And that is what we need to do. We need to be so sensitive to the spirit. We are on the battlefield. We're on the battlefield. A lot of us are on that battlefield. And he's telling us either, you know, just like a commander, hold the line, retreat, go this way, we have to listen closely because the noise on the battlefield can be so loud. And you see in those war movies, they're talking on their little devices, their walkie-talkies or whatever it is, and they're shouting the instructions. And you have to listen so carefully to make sure that you can hear what the commander is saying. What are the directions? And it's so easy to be locked into the fear and the chaos that is going on around you. And God's like, no. Listen to my orders. Listen to how I'm directing you. Listen to how I'm leading you. Don't, just like Peter, don't put your eyes on the wind and the waves. Keep your eyes on me. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. And for a lot of us, it's uncomfortable. It's unnerving. We're like, God, I hope you've got a plan in this because I'm freaking out a little bit here. Don't. Receive his peace. Fight for his peace. Fight for his peace. Fight for it. And fighting for it means put on the worship music when your mind starts running crazy, trying to figure out how to do things. Put that worship music on and start. If you got to scream a song, scream it so that your heart, to silence what the enemy is trying to tell you, to silence the voice of discouragement, to silence the guilt, to silence the shame, to silence all of it. Scream it if that's what you have to do. You know, I feel like God is pursuing the prodigals in this hour. So if you are a parent of a prodigal child, I want you, or any family member, whether it's parents, siblings, that you've been praying and contending for and believing for their return. This is the episode. This is what we're gonna kind of really focus in. This has been on my heart. So I'm going to read from Luke about the prodigal son. A few nights I had a dream about a family member of mine. And as I was beginning to kind of go down the list of all the ways that they, you know, like, I can't believe you can't see that I did this. I can't believe. It was like the Lord took over my mouth and I just began to scream the name of Jesus at this person. I was just, Jesus. And it was more so me calling on the Lord to intervene in this situation because I didn't know what to do. And the Lord is just having me screaming prayers, just screaming his name over and over because there is power in the name of Jesus. And so that dream really shook me because I just felt the emotions and the intensity of it. And I just, in the dream, I was chasing, I was pursuing this person. I was just screaming, Jesus, I speak the name of Jesus over you. And just, I couldn't even remember what all I was saying, but it was just flowing. That's what some of us need to do. Sometimes we just need, you know, as much as it would be great for us to change those prodigal loved ones in our life, it's not our job. We do not have the job of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do what only God can do. We cannot change a heart in the way he can. And if he's telling us love, 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 and love can look like, you know, setting boundaries, or, you know, maybe for some parents who are struggling with children that are on drugs or struggling with addictions, and love looks like saying, no, you can't stay here. Because if I enable this, it's only going to lead to your, it's only going to prolong this demise. And I had heard this amazing perspective shared by Jordan Peterson about how there's this statue of Mary holding the broken and bruised body of Jesus. And he was talking about how for mothers, it is the crucifixion of mothers to let their children go and to know that if we, having the wisdom of a mom to say, if I try to put my hands all over this and try to manipulate and control this situation, I'm going to lose them. And as a matter of fact, do more harm than good. So the best thing for me to do is to just trust the Lord. And I was thinking a lot of St. Augustine's mother, who was so prayerful for her son. So I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't, because the thing is that love is patient. Are you feeling impatient? Are you feeling like, I want the situation to change now? Then you're not in love. So let's align our feelings with the Word of God. Love is patient and love is kind. Are you getting so irritated with this person because they're not, you know, seeing things from your perspective that you begin to throw unkind words at them? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it doesn't boast, it doesn't rejoice with wrong. Love hopes all things, endures all things, believes all things. Don't let go of hope. Don't let endure. Love hopes all things and love endures all things. That is the beauty of love, that it's there. It's unconditional. That is the definition of unconditional love. That is the definition of unconditional love. It's not contingent on whether or not you deserve it. Because I'm sure that a lot of people in our life do not deserve the love we give. They don't. And like I said, you have to be sensitive to the Spirit, because there are some people that you just have to cut and love them from a distance, love them through praying for them, love them through releasing anger and bitterness, forgiving the debt that they had incurred on you, and just loving them in the sense of, I, you know, we can't reconcile at this point, but I'm going to love you from over there. And then there's people that God has in our lives, and He'll tell us, He'll put on our hearts what we need to do and what we don't need to do, when to speak and when to be silent. Those are the things that nobody can really counsel you on. Like, it's hard to. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He is our counselor. So He will advise us on how to respond relationally to the people in our lives that we are trying to show the love of Christ to. So if you will, I'm going to read from Luke chapter 15 and starting verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, ooh, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry. And his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.'" I think that resonates with a lot of parents, because when we let our children go, that is so hard. That is like our biggest prayer. Please, God, keep them safe. Keep them safe in the midst of what they are getting themselves involved to. Preserve their soul. Preserve their hearts. Preserve their bodies, God. Because, and I can understand the father celebrating, because he's just like, "I didn't know if you were coming back." It's like, but to have seen his son a long way off says that he was looking for him. He was hoping that he would return home. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.' And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him." I'm going to stop there, because really the focus that I really want to aim here is the heart of the father and the heart of the son. And really having an understanding, and I think this will give you a lot of peace, is if you know God's heart for your loved one. Do you know how much he loves him? Because the parable right before is about the lost coin. And the story is, or what woman, this is verse 8, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? I want to stop there, because this is showing that there is a diligent search going on. It is like, okay, I got to find this coin. And it's taking sweeping the house clean. It's taking lighting up lamps. It's carefully searching through everything, trying to find it, trying to recall where did I go, you know, looking through every nook and cranny. This is how God's heart is. He is more diligent than what we could ever be. But the fact of the matter is, we tie his hands when we put our hands in it. We are telling him, we are displaying our lack of faith. And we're saying, "I don't trust you. I don't trust that you have good things in store for my loved one. I don't believe that you are going to bring restoration. And even if you do, it's not going to happen in the time that I want it to happen. This is where surrender is painful. Obedience is uncomfortable. And we learn that this is not about us. This is not about us. It's about God getting the glory in the situation, not about us getting the glory and the accolades. So Lord, we just come before you, Father. Illuminate our hearts to see the truth. Settle our hearts into a state of peace and confidence in what you have in store, Lord. That it's not our will, it's not our might, it's not our timing, it's yours. It's yours. The same way you share about the story about the woman with the lost coin and how she just, even though she has 9 other coins, she cannot rest until this other coin is found. It's all about the one. The one sheep, the one coin. You will go after the one. You desire the one. It's not about, oh, I already have this collection. I already have this many people. I already have. No, your heart is for every single soul, every single person. They all matter. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, I thank you that you said in your word that the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives inside of us, Father. The same power that rose Christ from the dead lives inside of us. We just speak to our situation. We speak to our loved ones in Jesus' name. We speak to them believing that and laying hold of the truth that the same resurrection power that rose Christ from the dead lives inside of us. We just believe that in Jesus' name, and we command our loved ones to come forth in Jesus' name. Father, the same way you stood right before the tomb of Lazarus and you said, Lazarus, come forth. So we speak to our loved ones right now in Jesus' name, and we command you to come forth. Take off your grave clothes in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Father, we know. We have the faith, just like the centurion soldier had, that we don't have to be in the presence of our loved one. We don't have to talk to them. We don't have to speak to them. Father, we just have to say the word. All we have to do is release the word. Just like the centurion soldier did. He said, Father, Lord, if you say the word, I already know that he will be healed. I know he will be healed. Father, grab hold of the minds of our children. Grab hold of the minds of our brothers and our sisters, our loved ones, Father, that have fallen away, that have been away, Father God. Our hearts yearn and ache for them, Lord Jesus. And we just ask for resurrection power to be ignited in their hearts in Jesus' name. Let the dead come to life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command all accusations to be silent right now. All accusations that are beating our loved ones down to make them feel like they are unworthy. They are too far gone. They are at the brink. I just command that spirit of suicide to be silent in Jesus' name. The spirit of depression, you will bow the knee in the name of Jesus. You have no place over our loved ones. Loose your hold off of them. Loose your hold off of their mind, their body, their soul in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Any agreements that our children have gotten into, we break them as their parents in Jesus' name. All those agreements with darkness, with death, any death decrees out there in Jesus' name, I command those to be broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the name that is above all names, where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We refuse to back down. We refuse to relent. We refuse to be discouraged. We refuse to relinquish the authority that has been given to us in the spirit to speak over those that have been under our care, under our authority. In Jesus' name, our children, our grandchildren, the wayward child, the prodigals, we just speak to them in the spirit. It is time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Come home in Jesus' name. It's time. It's time. It's time. Stop with the foolishness. No more. Father God, we just pray that their youth would not be wasted. Let their youth not be wasted. Father, consecrate your holy ones. Consecrate your righteous ones in Jesus' name. We call them forth from the north, south, east, and west. Father God, that they will stop believing the lies and living lives of foolishness, Father God. Let the pride fall and let humility rise up, Father. I pray that our children will live their lives on their knees, God, bowing to the righteous one, to the Son of God, to the Lamb of God who was slain. I pray that that will be a reality to them. Father, that their minds will no longer be numb. I pray right now, Father God, that you would break the spells that are over their minds, over their eyes, that are the veil. Let the veil be rent right now in Jesus' name. Tear the veil. Tear the veil that is keeping them from seeing the truth of who you are. Tear the veil. Rend the curtains, Father God. Let them see you. Let them see you for who you are. Open their eyes so that they will not see the lies that have been inundated in their minds, Father, from culture, from music, from movies, from entertainment. Father God, I pray that the walls will fall. Father, as we gather with other parents, other brothers, other sisters, mothers, fathers, Father, that we will build just like the walls of Jericho. We will march. We will march. We will keep going and we will sound the alarm until those walls come coming down. Let the walls fall down right now in Jesus' name. We are not going to settle for kids that are just okay. No, Father, we want our children to be warriors. Father, we want our loved ones to rise up to the identity and the calling that you have reserved for them specifically. No, we're not going to settle for okay and maybes. We want all that you have for them, Lord. All of it, God. All of it. And when their faith is weak, Father, we stand in the gap on their behalf, believing on their behalf that you are righteous God, Father. You see them. You see them. You know them by name. You know the number of hairs that are on their head. That's how intimately you know our children. You know the number of hairs that are on their head. You know which ones fall out and which ones grow back. That's how much you know about our kids. You know about them way more than what we know about them. So, Father God, penetrate their hearts. Break down the defenses in Jesus' name. Remove the yearnings of this present age, Father. Remove the desires for this culture, God. We ask that our mighty men, our mighty women will rise up and take their place in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No. No. We refute the lies of the enemy. Anything that has been spoken over our families that we may have even come into agreement with, that may have even come out of our own mouth, Father, we repent of that. We repent of coming into agreement, into alignment with even the enemy's plan for our families, God. We repent of it. And Father, we turn our hearts, we turn our gaze towards you, Lord, and we come into agreement with what you have to say, what you are declaring in this hour for our family. This is why the enemy is attacking the family in this hour. He is trying to dismantle what you have joined together, but not under our watch, not with our kids, not with our spouses, not with our families. No, we draw a boundary line around them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of the Lamb, believing that there are warring angels coming to attention right now in Jesus' name. Let the contending begin. Let the contending begin right now. Right now, Father. Not under our watch. No, not another generation. Not another generation that gets lost to the confusion and chaos in the mind. No, no to mental health issues. No to depression. No to anxiety. No to fear. No to thoughts of suicide. We say no. Not our children. Not this generation. No. No, no. We've allowed the line to be pushed way too far, way too far. And this generation of parents have had enough. We've seen enough. We've gone through enough. And we said, enough is enough. There is a new fire that is rising up in the hearts of your people. There is a new fire that is rising up on the inside of you. Take your place. Do not surrender your ground. Do not trade your mistakes for your calling. Do not surrender what God has called you to. Do not surrender your identity, believing the lies of the enemy. This is how he's trying to work. He is trying to lay hold a siege in the minds of our children, in our minds, in our home. He is bringing chaos and confusion and destruction. No. No, 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 no. No, no, no. We don't agree with that. And we come out of agreement with that in Jesus' name. No, no. You have no place here. No. I just feel the jealous heart of the Father. You know, I remember when my son was little. He must have been about 5 or 6. And he saw the neighbor kid come out. And he got so excited. And he was like, can I go outside and play with him? We said, yeah, go ahead. He gets his shoes, his sweater on, and runs outside to go play with them. And as he was going to go hug this kid, the kid was so mean. He just pushed him down and ran off. And I got so upset. You don't touch my kid. You don't touch my son. And Andrew and I go running out there and we're like going to the parents like, hey, you need to deal with your son. And we told them what happened. And this is how I feel like God feels right now. He's had enough. He's had enough of the bullies. He's had enough of us giving up, believing that things aren't going to change. Things are always going to stay the same. Being exhausted from the fight because you're doing it in your own strength. easy, and I know it's discouraging, but we, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our grandchildren, you know, we have to hold the line, and we have to advance, and keep taking back ground, our parents surrendered. Keep taking back ground. Our grandparents surrendered. We have generations of compromise that has taken place, and it's going to be a war to get it back. We've allowed the culture to infiltrate our homes, to influence our kids through music, media, social media, all the things. There's so many doorways, and I know it's hard as a parent to try to keep tabs on all your children and make sure they're not getting into this, that, and the other, and it's a work of God keeping us engaged with Him, keeping us engaged with Him. I want to pray now for parents out there, brothers, sisters, just those that are believing, those that are trying to hold the line in their faith. Lord, I thank you for your faithful ones, for the ones that are carrying your dreams in their hearts for their family, Lord. The ones that aren't giving up, the ones that feel tired but keep at it, keep trying to be faithful and steadfast in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the battle, Father. I ask right now that you would breathe fresh fire into them right now in Jesus' name. Fresh fire into their hearts, Lord Jesus. Let the wind of your Spirit carry them, Father, into another level of glory. Elevate them. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying. Father, that their hope will rest on you, that their trust will only grow deeper in you. Father, that their roots would only go more entangled into you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you would turn them into a raging fire. Embolden them. Embolden your people in this hour, Jesus. Restore the blueprints and the battle plans, Father, into the hearts of your people. Father, you said in your word that when the enemy comes like a flood, you will raise a standard. You will raise a standard. You know what? I gotta read that verse. I gotta just read it verbatim. Let's see. Just bear with me while I'm looking this up. Just stay in his presence. This is where he restores your soul. This is where he breathes new fire into you, new life into you. If you're tired, if you're war-torn, have you sat in his feet? Have you allowed him to impart his heart into you? Have you allowed him to breathe on you? Have you allowed him to take all the broken pieces? Have you made the exchange with him? If you haven't, Now's the time. Now's the time to begin to take him seriously. Now's the time to take the Lord seriously. He's not a Sunday thing to do, or, you know, just something to do on your to-do list. He's your general. He's your father. He's your commander. So this is from the Amplified Version. So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come in like a narrow rushing stream, which the breath of the Lord drives. And then in the ESV, let me see here. So this one's King James, sorry. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. It all starts in the beginning of that verse. So shall they fear the name of the Lord. It begins with the fear of the Lord. Everything begins with the fear of the Lord. Everything begins with the fear of the Lord. Do you have the fear of the Lord? Are you growing in the fear of the Lord, respecting him, honoring him, knowing that I need to listen to his voice? I need to heed what he is saying to me. I need to take him seriously. He's not an option. He is the way, the truth, the life. He's not the option. It is not a thing like, oh, well, you know, you can't know. It was when he called his disciples, he was very clear. He said, hey, come and follow me. And when some of them started coming up with excuses, oh, I have to go bury. So let the dead bury their dead. You follow me. Now's the time. Now's the time. He was very serious. He was very serious. When he calls you to follow him, is it an option for you? Is it, okay, I'll do it sometimes. I'll listen to his voice sometimes. I'll do it when things start falling apart. Or are we really leaning on him in this, I mean, not just this season, but every moment, every day, good seasons or bad seasons? He is really trying to teach us to lean on him. Father, restore the fear of the Lord in your people. Restore the fear of the Lord in our hearts. May we have a deep reverence for your name. May we swallow our pride and humble ourselves. Yes to you. We say yes to you, Father. We say yes, 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 yes. Remind us of all the reasons why we say yes to you. Remind us of the times that you have been there for us in our deepest, darkest hours. Remind us of the times when we shouldn't have made it through situations and you saw us through. Remind us of your goodness. Remind us of our faith, of your faithfulness. And Father, may we always speak of it, that we will not forget what you have done for us. From the smallest memories to the greatest. Lord, encounter your children. Encounter your children. We do is where we're so enveloped in you, just like a fog, that we don't see anything else. We just get lost in your glory, God. We get lost in your love. We get lost in your truth. We get lost in your promises, that even when the world is screaming, all the problems and all the circumstances around us are screaming at us to pay attention to that and to keep our eyes focused on that. Father, may we dig that. May we become that much more resolute. That much more resolute to just dig deeper into your truth, into the well of water, Father, living water, where we will never thirst again. Let us be a sign and a wonder to those around us, what it looks like to hold your ground, what it looks like to have joy in the midst of despair, what it looks like to have a faith in the midst of trials, God. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they said, if I perish in this fire, then it is what it is. And if God decides to spare us, then that's great. And obviously I'm paraphrasing horribly. But their faith was completely in you. God, raise up your Daniels, God. Raise up your Daniels. Raise up the ones that are determined, that have become determined in their hearts from the beginning to give themselves to you. We command the darkness to retreat in Jesus' name. Retreat in the name of Jesus. Retreat. Any generational altars or strongholds that are in our bloodline, we cast them down. Holy Spirit, bring revelation as to what they are specifically so we can come out of agreement. We want whole families. We want unified families. We want families that are displaying your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you that you are so faithful. Settle our hearts in your truth. May we be rooted and grounded in you, Jesus. You know, I just feel like in the spirit, I just hear the footsteps of the Lord, and it's not like a running, like a panic. It's like a striding, like he's in control. He's in control. He's in control. People can do what they want, say what they want, but at the end, he has the last say. And I want to encourage you, and I feel like the Lord is putting this on my heart to do, but I want you to write out, I want you to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that you see in my lost family member? What is it? What is your dream for them? And you write that down. And when you begin to get discouraged, I want you to read that. Whether I know for me, the Lord put in my heart that they were pure. And I went out to breakfast with this person, and I just, in my mind, I was just praying like, Lord, how do you see them? What is your heart? And I just kept saying, you are so pure. You're so pure. Are they necessarily living in a pure way? No, far from it. But I was declaring what God was seeing, what he was saying. So I want to encourage you, pray and ask the Lord, what is it that you see of them? What is it that you feel for them? And you write that down and you declare that over them. When you begin to get discouraged, when you don't see an end in sight, I want you to hold on to that and watch what happens. Watch the turnaround that happens. Your words have power. Your words have power. The enemy knows this. That is why he wants to keep us from prayer. He wants to keep us from communion. There is power in our words. There's power in our words. And he wants to rob us. But this can still be a fruit. Even in the wilderness, it's still fruitful. Nothing is wasted, and God will restore what has been lost. How many people do you hear say, I wouldn't change things that happened because it made me? And these are people that have gone through healing, that have gone through deliverance, that have come to a place of knowing that everything happened, that everything that happened to them, God used for his glory, for his purpose, to mold and create you into the person that he wanted you to be. I just want to leave you guys with, he's just like that woman looking for the coin. He's just like that father looking down the road. Actually, we're the father looking down the road. He is doing the work. He's doing the work. And one day, that lost family member will come to their senses after tasting and getting themselves so entangled with the pig slop of this world. Yet they'll realize, what am I doing? Why am I settling for that? What did I just trade? It's gonna be all right. It really is. It is all gonna be all right. Laugh and rejoice, because you are about to experience the greatest triumph. Rejoice, 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 rejoice over your children. I don't care if you don't see it. Just rejoice anyways. Rejoice like you've already won. Do it. Before the walls fell down in Jericho, they were shouting and blowing the ram's horn and all of it. And then the walls fell. I think the Lord is trying to tell us that, show us the power in our voice. We will bring walls down. You will bring down walls. Release the sound that God is putting in you to release. Release that worship. Release that prayer. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're in the car. I don't care. Release the sound. Release the sound. And the walls will come down. The walls will come down. You guys, thank you so much for joining me on today's session. I pray you guys are blessed. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, and share this with anyone you feel like would be blessed by this, needs to hear this message of encouragement, and have someone to contend with them and pray, or just someone. Maybe sometimes we get so weak, we don't know what to say, but just coming into agreement with somebody who's praying for the same thing we are, that helps to build our faith and get us moving out of the place of confusion, out of the place of fear and doubt. So guys, I love you, and you can catch me for my Thursday night prayer session. and that you guys continue to rebuild your ruins. Love you guys, and God bless you.